how they are now, like separate.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they used to build a house, the kitchen would be off, built off from the house, you know, built, wouldn't be built right in the house. No, I've seen them. I guess you could still go out in the pine woods and find them like that now, today.
Why would they do that?
I don't know why. I don't know how come they ever did it, but they had them built that way.
In case of fire. What about the space up there between the ceiling and the roof? You get up in there?
Well, that's, you call that the loft, I guess.
Okay. And Sandy had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture and all. What would you call that?
Antiques?
Yeah.
Or if you didn't think it was any good, you'd say it's nothing but...
trash.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. We got some of that right now, too. We got some of that antique trash.
What would you call a room that's used to store things in, just odds and ends?
Storeroom.
Do you ever call it a junk room? Or
yeah,
room?
Yeah. Sure, junk room. That's right.
Do you have a junk room here?
No, the old junk room.
Dog identity.
Talking about the housework someone would have to do, if the house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to...
clean it up, eh?
Okay. And what you sweep with would be a...
broom.
Do you remember people making their own
brooms? Yes. Sure, I've seen a many ones.
Need a brush room.
Yeah. Yes, sir, I've seen them make plenty of brooms.
How would they do that?
Well, they'd get them a bunch of... they had some kind of old grass that growed. I don't know what they called it. But they'd get that grass, and they let it dry good, and it was a good stiff grass. And they'd take that grass, and they'd get them a, just go in out in the woods or out in the thicket somewhere and cut them a good straight pole, that's just a handle, you know. Mm-hmm. And they'd put that grass around it, around the end of that pole, and they'd wrap it good and tight with the soft wire. Mm-hmm. They'd got it right. And of course, it'd be round. It wouldn't be like they make brooms today. It'd be round, and they'd sweep with that. Homemade broom.
Did it last very long?
Well, not too awful long, no, because that grass, it didn't last too long.
Uh-huh. Say if the broom was, say, in the corner there, and the door was open, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom was where?
Well, you'd say it's in the corner, eh?
Or, talking about the door, you'd say the broom was... like if it's over in that corner there, and the door's open, so you couldn't see the broom.
Well, you'd say it's behind the door, wouldn't you?
Okay. And on the houses that have two stories, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you have a...
stairs.
Okay. What would you call it outside to get from the porch to the ground?
Steps. Call them steps.
Okay. And... years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the...
washing, eh?
What was that like?
I don't know what you mean now.
How would they do that? They'd
take them and rub them on a rub board.
Uh-huh.
Years ago. Rub them on a rub board and then put them in the pot and boil them and then take them out of the pot and rub them again and put them in a rinsing tub and rinse them out and then hang them on the line. Boy, they used to, them old women used to have to work then.
What about the next day after they got the clothes dried?
Then they'd get that on them. Then they'd need it on, they'd on them with an old on that they heated at the fireplace or on the stove.
I feel that from them arms.
Did you have to do that?
No. Yeah, I done that. I guess. Yeah, I did.
I'm not that old, and I done that too.